This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. Whenever, wherever you're listening, just know we're also streaming on YouTube as well. You can watch the show. Just search 620 WTMJ on YouTube and subscribe today. It's a very exciting show to watch.
Or go back and look at it. If you missed it or whatever, you can go back and always look.
That's right. And it's always up there. We're live. Yeah.
Check out every show.
24/7. You can find us.
Isaac found for me the first show that I ever did.
Really?
Yeah, way back. He got me a copy of that one. So nice. Collecting that one.
Well, this is not her first show she's ever done. She's on with us quite a bit. Abby, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good morning, Abby. Good.
Good. Very well. Tell people what you do.
We are Abby Home, so we do everything on the exterior of your home as well as baths and showers. So roofing, siding, windows, doors, gutters, soffit, fascia, pretty much anything you're looking at doing on the exteriors, and then bath and shower remodels as well. So if you're looking at taking out that old tub or shower and putting something new in, we take everything down to the studs, and within a day you'll have a whole new bath or shower.
Yeah. Nice.
So, and if you have a bad window in that bath or shower, you can deal with that too.
Absolutely. We're one of the few companies that actually does do, we do glass block, or we could do a vinyl window in there if it's inside the shower. Put a whole new trim kit on the inside so it's all non-porous, so it can handle that water hitting it, and then anything on the outside that needs to be wrapped or sealed or taken care of. Obviously, being an exterior company, you kind of get the best of both worlds, because we actually just ran into a job out in South Milwaukee about a month ago, and the entire, when we ripped it all out, the glass block that was in there was leaking.
Imagine
and
that.
It was like literally all the walls were just rotted out and the sheathing was gone, and so we ended up having to do the whole wall of siding on that house. But the nice thing is that we were able to all get it done in a timely manner, and you had one company that's owning that whole warranty and obviously that former leak, and so it just makes it easier for you, where now you don't have to stop and halt production and then try to find somebody that can come out and take care of that for you. So right. It just it all works out by having one company.
It's important to get that detailed correctly, because I have seen it where the tile sill is tipped backwards, the caulk and grout is all cracked and everything, and you know, and maybe even the tile below it, right above the tub, right below the window is loose a little bit, you know that wall's all rotted, and it's just because either a poor installation, maybe poor maintenance on everything. So it is good that you can have somebody not just deal with the window, not just deal with the siding, but not just deal with the tile, they can deal with everything.
Yeah, and I've seen it a lot of times where you think that black grout line that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger of mold is not an issue, or that loose tile is not an issue. It's not just cosmetic. That's going to start, you know, causing more and more problems. And the more you kick that can down the road, the bigger the problem you're going to have. So, you know, water is the greatest enemy of a home in every aspect, and you want to make sure that gets taken care of swiftly.
Yeah. What if you're putting a vinyl window in there, do you have a preference on that? I recently was involved in something where a sash set window, so not a direct set, not an operable window, but it was a sash, so a fixed sash window was put in a shower and it's leaking. You could see the water coming through the siding on the outside. And so the solution there is going to be to pull out that window. We got to check the wall construction, but then to put a direct set window in. You know, so the difference would be, like, if you have a casement window, that's the sash that moves. I'm saying that
right.
for your information. I know you know this, but for people listening, a sash set is like if you had a casement or an awning window, but there's no hardware. It's just that, and it's a different look than a direct set, where you just have basically a piece of glass with stops holding it in place. So the sash set window was leaking. They're going to replace it with a direct set window.
Yeah, I mean, I usually would recommend doing a glass block there if you're okay with the, it's obscure, you don't have to worry about it. You can get one with a vent so you can ventilate that, any of that moisture out if you need to. If you don't have a, if you have an old enough home, sometimes they didn't have the exhaust vents in those bathrooms. So that just kind of makes it easier that way. But if you don't like glass block, then we could put in one of our vinyl windows and then give you obscure glass on the bottom sash or top and bottom. But I just think the easiest solution would just be going with the glass block.
Mm-hmm. AbbyHome.com is the website. You can check her out there. Questions? 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason. We have Isaac in the producer's booth this week. Going to be warm and humid with a high of 81 near the lake, 86 inland at 69 in Milwaukee. And Abby is on with us this
hour. Check out your house this morning and then go sailing or boating.
There you go. AbbyHome.com is the website. Abby, I get the question once in a while. Somebody has vinyl siding and they ask, how long is vinyl siding going to last? What would you say to that?
I think it depends on the quality of what you're going with vinyl siding.
Or when it was put on.
Right. I'm a huge fan of the insulated vinyl because it's going to be a lot more rigid. And then that we can even install when it's really cold out. We don't have to worry about it cracking. So the thicker the siding, the less likelihood it's going to crack. And what we go by is a gauge. So like an 046 gauge is going to be that sweet spot or even higher. I mean, 050 is getting really high. But somewhere in there, that's kind of what is going to tell you if it's going to last or not. And then even if you look at like cedar shake, that's even a 1.25. So it's super thick. You never have to worry about it cracking. Where if you're looking at 040 panels, 042 panels, those are going to be a lot thinner. Those are more your builder grade. That's what you're seeing the builders put up when they're trying to save money. And it looks nice. It's not, you're not going to have to worry about it fading. But over time, that could crack, and it does start to kind of get looser, and that's not going to last a lifetime. But I truly believe that if insulated vinyl is hung properly and done right, ours actually has a stack lock system to it. So every piece, it doesn't rely on like locking up. It locks down, so it has gravity on its side. You never have to worry about it flying off your house. It has a very high delta rating for any type of fade. So that's the kind of stuff that is going to make it last a lifetime. And since I've been doing this in the business, I've only had like one warranty claim ever on our insulated vinyl. I think it was because the rollers were dirty on the lot that it ran and had some like white lines on it. And that was it. Never have any issues with it. It obviously it has an inch and a half of insulation, so you're going to have heating and cooling savings. And it truly will last a lifetime. You're not going to have to paint it, or there's no maintenance to it. There's not a bunch of caulk on it that you're going to have to fix over time. So it is the most maintenance-free solution that you possibly could find, obviously, besides cleaning it off once in a while.
And the thicker vinyls typically have the color all the way through the product, right? So if you do get a scuff from your lawnmower, weed eater, or something like that, you're not going to see... You know, if you had a color on the siding and you're not going to see white or something behind it.
Exactly. The front and the back of that panel are that same color. So that whole color is through. There's no white to that siding. So that's a great point because you never have to worry about it like nicking off like the way that a pre-finished hardwood floor could or a car could or anything like that.
And if you do damage a panel, if something, you get an aggressive teenager playing baseball in the backyard or something, or a rock gets thrown from your lawnmower or something, you can replace vinyl siding panels.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about the insulated siding is it's going to be a lot more rigid. So the foam is actually attached to the panel. So it's contoured with that shadow line. So if it's a 6-inch panel, then you're going to have that foam be cut as the 6 inches on the die lot. So the nice thing about that is you don't have to worry. It can absorb that blow. Like we actually have videos of like hitting a baseball bat on it and it's not going to ever dent, and you don't have to worry about it like having any hollow. Because if you go up to an uninsulated vinyl panel and push it in, you can feel that flex. You can feel there's a gap there. It's the same way. It drives me absolutely nuts. Actually, we just had an installer meeting this last week, and I told all the installers, and I know you've been to and worked for other companies, but my one thing that I will never ever allow is a hollow bend. I do not allow gaps in anything, whether it's siding, trim, no hollow anything, because it just leaves it susceptible to move or break or have any issues.
Okay.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We have Abby from Abby Home on with us. We were talking about glass block before, and somebody texted in, glass block windows can be cold in winter. Is there a triple pane awning window available for a shower area?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can definitely do that. A nice final window so you don't have to worry about it, the frame ever rotting on you. And the nice thing about the awning is it can lift all the way up, or you can still have it open and don't have to worry about rain getting in. So if you have an overhang, obviously that helps as well. But we can absolutely do that.
Okay, Mark Intosa has a text. He's got a bathroom he needs to talk about. We'll get to that when we come back. 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
824 Dayton Kane, David Nason here with Abby from Abby Home. Going to be warm and humid, a high of 81 near the lake, 86 inland, already 70 in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Abby, like Dayton said, we got a text. Abby, we have a house full of Abby windows, so already a fan of yours. Now we need to replace the shower and tub and all the tile and flooring. So, I think I know the answer to this. He says, does your company do a complete bath remodel? What are your thoughts about keeping or removing the tub in a 70-year-old home for a future sale in Tosa?
So we would have to rip out the tub just because we need to see what's behind there, and we don't want to own anything that we didn't touch as far as if there's ever any rot or anything. Yeah. So that would have to come out.
It's likely a 70-year-old house is probably the Kohler Villager tub, cast iron, only about 14 inches deep. Great for giving your little kids a bath, but if you're an adult, don't even think about taking a bath in that.
So. Yeah, we have soaker tubs now if you want to keep a tub. Mm-hmm. Or we can go to a walk-in shower, and that you can do a bench in the walk-in shower that sits on the floor, or you can do one that's like a chair that's drilled up into the seat or into the actual wall panel. So there's a couple different options there depending on what your need is and what suits you best. But I think that the best thing to do is come out, take a look at it, and just know that we want to get down to the studs. We don't want to go over anything existing because you just don't know what's behind there. And like I said, we just ran into a nightmare project out in South Milwaukee where we had no clue that we were going to run into that much rot. So we just want to button it up, and we want to own everything. We want to make sure that, especially if it's in Tosa, you could have an old drum trap. We want to make sure that you have the proper plumbing up to code and all that as well. So that all kind of happens. If we need to move a drain or anything, we can do all that at that time.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of the bathroom, the floor?
So we're in the process of actually starting to do some of that stuff too as well. Nothing too crazy, like we're not going to be doing additions or ripping out huge load-bearing walls or anything. But if we're looking at just more of a cosmetic swap out with a vanity toilet floor, we can definitely explore that as well.
Okay, that's good to know.
855-616-1620. Abby from Abby Home on with us. It's got another text here. It says, we just had foam insulation put in this fall. We're now ready for siding. What type of siding would you recommend? Cedar siding is on the house now.
So the one thing that everybody always thinks is if they have 2x6 walls and they just put the foam in between the walls, you have to remember that they're not going to put the foam in between, like where the studs are. So if you added up all the studs on your house, that's one entire wall of your home that is not insulated. So it's 25% of your house. And a lot of times you think, well, now I'm good. I had all this insulated. But we have to take that one extra step. So we want to make sure that the studs are insulated. Otherwise, you could get something called thermal bridging. And what happens is then that heat transfers across in the winter, and you start seeing condensation lines where your studs are because the cold, like if you would run like a FLIR camera, you could see like all the studs on the outside of your home in the winter because all that heat has escaped out. So that's just something to be aware of. What I always recommend is an insulated siding. If you're someone that says, I absolutely hate vinyl, you look at it, and most people think they hate vinyl until they see it because it's come a long way. But if that's not something you want, that's fine. We also have a insulated composite siding as well. So it looks just like LP or Hardy, but it has insulation that's attached to it without the maintenance, lifetime warranty. You don't have to worry about filling in nail holes or caulking anywhere. And it has all composite lineals too. So you don't have to worry about having all that J channel if you're someone that doesn't like J channel. So there's a lot of different options on the market. So long-winded answer is I would recommend either insulated vinyl or insulated composite.
So are the communities that require cedar allowing those products you're talking about?
The insulated composite, you can, because it actually has a Class A fire rating, and it a lot of times that's passing through, because a lot of these HOAs, their biggest thing is they don't want it to look like cheap, and in uninsulated vinyl can tend to look like that, especially if it's brittle and it's, you know, only an 040 gauge or something. They're trying to like maintain the integrity of the subdivision. They don't want it to lose value, and so you're not going to lose value, or even, and I bet I could put that insulated composite up and somebody would think it was hardy.
Okay.
And they would never know the difference. So I think it's, and it's not going to have the problems. It's not going to crack. It's not going to have nail pops. I mean, I have so many pictures of jobs where my guys go out for the windows and then they send it on our text chain, like, you know, check this siding out, that this is really bad. And so it's amazing the arsenal of pictures we have from all the years with hardy.
Perfect. So how do people get in touch with you?
Best thing to do is either go to our website. It's just abbyhome.com, ABBYHome.com, you can fill out a contact form. We have an online scheduler, so you don't have to even make a call. You can schedule an appointment that works best for the both of you right on there. And we can come out in the evenings. If you work during the day, we can come out on Saturday morning. So whatever works best for you, we pretty much have a time slot available, or we can even make an acceptance for that. Or you can give us a call. We're open today as well, so you can call us today. It's 414-436-ABBY, so 414-436-2229.
Abby's on with us for another half hour, so get your questions in for her. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Looking for a country show tonight, Billy Currington and Kip Moore are going to be at the Landmark Credit Union Live venue downtown next to Fiserv. Abby from Abby Home on with us. AbbyHome.com is the website.
Right. Abby, we got, we didn't get a text. We talked about, somebody asked about a triple pane window in the shower. It said it can get cold in the winter. We talk a lot about condensation that occurs on, you know, insulated glass in the winter and everything. But triple pane probably helps out in the summer too, when you're cooling, I would imagine.
It does. It's gonna do the absolute opposite thing that it does in the winter. So it's gonna reflect the heat that's trying to come in back out. And that's why if you ever see like somebody that has like an uninsulated vinyl siding, we've actually seen it where when they had the old school low E, and it's gotten better now where it doesn't do it as much because they fixed it, but the old low E would actually reflect the heat out and it would burn through the neighbor's siding because of the trajectory of the way that the angle was. So you knew it was doing its job, but obviously your neighbor had to suffer. So the easiest solution to that is installing a bush or something there that wouldn't have that, you know, affect your siding if it's still happening. But
then you get a
burning
bush.
It definitely works the same way.
Yeah, I've told people they need to put up like some kind of like a fence or a screen, because there's really not much else you can do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, your neighbor's not going to replace their windows just because you have the issue with that. But that's how it works. And you can save a lot of money on your air conditioning bills as well, because I feel like air conditioning is a lot more expensive to use than heat. And it can really rack up your electric bill. So that would help a lot. And insulated siding, actually, a lot of times when we always like to do windows and siding together if it's feasible, because of the way that we want to flash everything and make sure that it's all sealed properly. That's the best way to do it, is to do the windows and siding together. If you're on the fence and you don't know which one to do first, definitely do the windows first, because then you can come in later and flash with the siding, but you don't want to have to do like aluminum trim twice. Mm-hmm. However, the insulated siding, a lot of times what we notice is in the summer when you're running your air conditioning, and most people don't run two zones, so your upstairs is a lot hotter than your downstairs. And by having that insulated siding, usually we hear from customers that they see about a 10-degree difference from what it used to be upstairs to having that new siding. So it won't be as drastic of a difference going from upstairs to downstairs.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier in first hour about locking windows, and it's just as important in the summer as it is in the winter, that when your windows are closed, they should be locked.
Absolutely. Yeah, vinyl has memory to it. And if you want them to keep operating for years to come, make sure they're locked. And one thing about if you have double hungs that tends to happen is when you lift that bottom sash up to open your window, a lot of times that top one will slightly move down because of the friction of the weather stripping. And so you want to make sure if you're this is a service that should never be a service for us, especially with gas prices the way that they are, is that we'll go out to customer says, my window's not locking, something's wrong. We go out and we literally lift that top sash up and suction it back into the pocket and boom, it locks right away. So just make sure you're checking that upper sash is actually up tight into the pocket where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also said if you tipped your windows in to clean the outside, make sure they're engaged in the track and everything. So when they do come together, that meeting rail engages correctly as well. So good points. But yeah, you should always be locking your windows. And it's
lift
not
it
a security
before you
issue.
Tilt it.
What's that?
I said lift it before you tilt it. If you always lift it up about 6 inches, you'll never have to worry about those little shoes getting stuck down in the corner.
Yeah. All good stuff. Windows. So any deals on it? I think we don't really have any rebates or anything from that kind of all expired at the end of the year, but any sales or anything going on right now?
We do. We have a 50% off installation sale going on for every product. So if you're looking at doing windows, windows, siding, roofing, baths, everything is 50% off installation for the whole entire month of June.
All right. We got a lot of June left, so now's the time to call.
And this is a busy time of year for you, I'm sure. A lot of people, when they can get outside, suddenly see their siding and their roofing, and they're like, oh, I need to call Abby.
That doesn't mean they have to get it done in June. They can just either sign up and, get on the schedule with you,
for the special, yeah.
Yeah, we are seeing lead times being a little bit longer with the factory. So it seems like, I don't know, last year was, things were really ramping up with the factory. This year, I think that it's just getting busier again, and I don't know if it's because the banks are loosening up a little bit or what, but it's getting to be that high demand again, and we're definitely seeing siding taking a little bit longer to come in, windows are taking a little bit longer to come in, and so definitely if you're looking at doing this before it gets cold, now is definitely the time to sign up so we can make sure that happens.
I wonder if the whole issue with petroleum products and everything and prices with that are affecting, plastics are petroleum based.
So shingles.
Yeah, right, and shingles. So I don't know if
and
that's
I think
affecting.
They're waiting to fill the trucks, it's the freight is so expensive. It's like insanely expensive for freight. I mean, you think about how much it takes to take a truck even from Ohio to Wisconsin. So they're making sure that they're filling that entire truck too, and I think, they're making more than one stop just to us. So they want to do that, and that might be causing some delays as well. I'm not sure.
So at abbyhome.com, I see a jobs tab. Are you guys looking for employees?
We are exploding. So we are definitely looking for employees. We're looking for salespeople. We're looking for call center people. We're looking for a call center manager. We just added more events. So if you're looking to do, we have a pretty strong events team. So if you're looking at just some part-time work, if you're a teacher or retired and you just want something extra for like the weekends, we have that available. So yeah, we're definitely hiring. And the one position you probably would think is odd for us to hire for, but we are, is I am looking for an AI engineer. So if anyone is graduating from MSOE and you're looking for a job, or not just MSOE, but obviously that's the easiest one to think of. But if you know AI like nobody else, I'm definitely looking to speak with you.
All right. We're going to take another break. Abby with us for a couple more segments, 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear your questions. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
We may not solve the world's problems, but maybe we can help solve some of your homes. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
8:45 on a Saturday, perfect day to get out on some water, in some water. It's going to be hot, 81 near the lake, 86 inland, hot, humid. Be ready for it. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Abby from Abby Home. And you guys, we've talked windows, we've talked siding, we've talked bathrooms. We haven't talked roofing yet.
Roofing, yeah. Good time to get up on your roof,
right? As we talk about this heat, my air conditioning went out last week, so it's been super fun, but thankfully it's been cool enough at night. I'm getting it fixed Tuesday, so right before the next huge heat wave comes.
Mm-hmm.
But with metal roofing, the one thing you don't realize, and a lot of people are surprised by, is you actually can save up to 20% on those cooling bills and heating bills, because it actually creates like a microclimate like a mini attic space. And so now your attic isn't going to be as hot, and you're not going to have that heat in your house. So you definitely can save money on your energy bills by going with a metal roof, and it reflects the heat as well. So if you want to make your house fully energy efficient, that's one way to do it.
Are you installing like furring strips, or is it just the backside of the shingle creates that space?
Both. So you can add battens, or you can just leave it and install right onto the existing decking as well. So it'll be even more of an energy savings by adding the battens.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an underlayment that it's called solar skin, and it also helps as well with that reflecting of the heat.
Okay.
And how long does a typical roof take to put on if it's a metal roof?
So metal takes a little bit longer than asphalt. It depends on the size of the roof. My guys, we just did a Cape Cod that is, you know, like basically under 20 square, so under 2,000 square feet. They started that at 7:30. They were there by 7:30 in the morning, and they were wrapping it up by 3:30, 4 o'clock. So that,
oh, still
that
done
one,
in a day.
Just, yeah. That one was an up and over, so that one was super easy. But if it's cut up and it's a bigger house, something that would usually take, you know, 2 days on asphalt might end up taking four days on a metal, just because we're actually screwing it in. So you're not just nailing it in with a nail gun. It's a little bit quieter of an install because you don't have that nail gun going with the air compressor all day. But with screwing it in, it's going to have, it's going to be a lot different of an install, and it's actually going to interlock more like siding would compared to just shingles. And so it's less susceptible to have the wind fly up and take anything.
So here's a question. I think we've talked about this in the past, where asphalt shingle manufacturers now require a deck with, no gaps larger than, is it 3/8 of an inch?
An eighth of an inch.
Quarter inch, okay. What about metal shingles? Is there a different requirement for that?
So with metal, you can actually leave your existing, if you have one layer, we can go right over the top of it if you wanted to. It's a little bit different because then just having to tear everything down to the sheathing. So you don't have to worry about that as much. Asphalt has so many more caveats to it, where with metal, I just feel like for me personally, it's so many less headaches and things to have to worry about, because you don't have to worry about the hail damage. You don't have to worry about like the leaking issues and the nails that could leak and all those things. It's just the system itself is just so much more robust, and it's just made better. And I really do think it's the future in our industry. And there's some people that, same thing when Netflix came out, and they thought Blockbuster would be here forever, and they they thought they were crazy, and they said, no way, there's no way that people are going to do this, you know, mail-in stuff and then go to streaming, that DVDs will always live on. And here we are. And I think it's the same thing with asphalt and metal. And I think metal is the wave of the future, because I think anybody that knows the definition of insanity, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And we keep going with asphalt shingles and getting the same results of hail damage and leaks and issues. And the longevity is really only, you know, 10 to 15 years on most asphalt roofs, if you're lucky, if it's installed properly. So anyone that says, yeah, it's a 50-year warranty and all this stuff, that's 50 years that the manufacturer's not going to have any issues with something that went wrong with their shingle. It doesn't mean the wear and tear is going to last that long. So I think we need to be realistic in that sense and know that with the metal, it's truly going to last for 50 years because of the way it's fabricated and the way it's made to last. And you're not going to have that hail damage and the susceptibility. And I think insurance companies will start getting smart to it soon. And they already have, with the way that they've positioned themselves in high deductibles for hail, and the way that they're taking the value of your roof and telling you, no, this is it, this is all you get, with the pivot tables and putting that right out there. So when you do have hail damage, you think that they're going to bargain with you and you're going to get this whole roof for free, and that's just not going to happen. And that's why I would get yourself ahead of it. Yes, you're going to spend a little bit more up front to get the metal, but then you never have to worry about it again. So that's why we're trying to be more of a metal roofing company than an asphalt.
AbbyHome.com is a website. One more segment with Abby coming up, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for her, it is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed, it is sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. This hour, we've been talking to Abby from Abby Home, and we got a follow-up question, Abby, on the text line about the metal roofing. It says, how do metal roofs hold up in high sun areas in regards to color fading?
It actually reflects the heat. So we use a stone-coated metal roofing. We're not going to have the type of like standing seam that you see like on a barn or more like on buildings up north or commercial buildings. We're going to do a stone coat. So it looks like shake, or we even have like a barrel tile, like a Pacific tile. So we have different ones, but they're going to mimic the look of the old school shake or even a dimensional shingle. A lot of times you won't even realize it's a metal shingle because it looks like an asphalt shingle, but with more dimension to it if you want it to.
Yeah.
So there's different options and colors there, but it's not a standing seam with the lines, like vertical lines going through it, like board and batten.
And when you say stone coating, it's like the granules on an asphalt shingle.
Exactly.
Yeah. My church.
If you go to our website, abbyhome.com, and go under metal roofing, you can see all the colors and options and how it looks right on there.
My church, we put a metal shingle on it, and it's not a stone coated. It's a little shinier, so there must be different varieties where you can get a shingle that, but when you stand in the parking lot, you can tell it's not a shingle roof. It's a metal shingle. So yours
sure.
is probably
yep.
a little more like an asphalt shingle.
Yeah. The stone coating kind of gives it that same appearance.
And ours is kind of a coppery gold color. So that kind of gives it away too, that it's not an asphalt shingle. But, I was wondering, so with a metal shingle, you have metal valleys, you have a metal ridge cap. So you're probably almost always doing a ridge vent, right?
Correct, yes. And it has its own ridge system.
And then there's trim along the gable ends because you do probably have to cut some of the shingles for the stagger and just to fit the size of the roof.
Yep, it has its own type of gutter apron and its own type of drip edge that kind of folds over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit thicker than your standard drip edge just because of the dimension and the profile of a metal roof is going to be a lot thicker than asphalt. So mm-hmm. that's why it has the drip edge and the profile. You can tell kind of with the way that it bends over to the fascia.
So, it looks a little different than an asphalt shingle roof, but I've said to people all the time with any kind of siding, any kind of cladding, stone veneer, anything, you know, these flashings that these manufacturers have come up with, or say these are required kickout flashings, all this stuff. I've had people tell me, well, you know, homeowners don't want to see that. I said, come on, don't let the homeowner tell you how to install these products. The manufacturers have made all these instructions, and when it's done right and it's installed good, it looks good and it's going to last.
Yes, absolutely. Flashing, again, the water is the greatest enemy of the mm-hmm. home, what we all kind of started with and
right.
what, you know, you can end with. It'll always be there as
water
long
management.
As we have rain. And that's what's keeping us in business, is literally trying to protect your home from water.
30 seconds left, Abby. Tell people how to get in touch with you.
You can go to our website, abbyhome.com, abbyhome.com, or you can give us a call. It's 414-436-4255. Abby, my mom says I say the phone number too fast, so I'll say that again, 414-436-2229.
Perfect. Good to have you on the show.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks. You as well.
Colleen Olsberg looking at us out the window, coming in with the Fox World Travel Show next. David, have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. See you next week.
See you next week.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.